Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Friday, September 15th, 2017, the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. Americans are waking up to news of terrorist incidents in London and Paris, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, the author of Treatise on Purgatory. North Korea has fired another missile over Japan, and world reaction to North Korea's actions was swift. Americans are waking up to news of terrorist attacks in London and Paris. The Daily Mail reports that at least 20 people were injured in a London underground metro bombing this morning when a homemade bucket bomb sent what was described as a, quote, wall of fire through the train carriage. Some people had burns on their legs and faces, and others were injured in the stampede which followed the blast as people tried to escape. The bomb was described as unsophisticated, unlike the bombs which ISIS typically employs. Nobody has claimed responsibility for the attack. In Paris, also from the Daily Mail, a knifeman praised Allah as he lunged at a French soldier from behind and attempted to stab him. The soldier wrestled the attacker to the ground, and police arrested him as he continued spewing ISIS slogans. Today's quote of the day comes from St. Pio of Pietrelcina. Let us bind ourselves tightly to the sorrowful heart of our Heavenly Mother and reflect on its boundless grief and how precious is our soul. Today, in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Catherine of Genoa. Catherine was born in 1447 in Genoa. Turned away from the convent at 13, she was married at 16 to a faithless, ill-tempered man. To escape her miserable marriage, she distracted herself with things of the world, and her faith became lukewarm. Following a nun's advice to go to confession, she received a supernatural experience in the confessional, in which she saw her own sinfulness and understood clearly the love of God. Her life would be forever changed. Two great works are attributed to her, Treatise on Purgatory and Dialogues of the Soul and Body. She was instrumental in the conversion of her husband, and after his death devoted her life to caring for the sick in the hospital of Genoa. She died in 1510. St. Catherine of Genoa, pray for us. North Korea is in the news again this morning. The BBC reports that a missile was fired from Pyongyang over Japan's northern island of Hokkaido, landing in the Pacific Ocean. The missile was fired just before 7 a.m. local time. South Korea claims that it likely flew at an altitude of about 478 miles and a distance of about 2,300 miles. This is the second time within a month that North Korea has fired a missile over Japan, but this missile flew significantly higher and further than the previous missile. In Japan, sirens sounded and people were instructed to take cover. Japan's chief cabinet secretary, Yoshihide Suga, said that this was a, quote, intolerable act of provocation. South Korea responded by holding a ballistic missile drill in the Japan Sea, and the presidential palace has called an urgent National Security Council meeting. The reaction to North Korea's missile launch was swift. The Associated Press reports that Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who was returning from a visit to India, denounced the action, saying it trampled on the international society's desire for a peaceful. U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis called the missile launch reckless, but would not comment on a possible military response. The U.N. Security Council will hold an emergency meeting about the missile launch, and private consultations will take place this afternoon at the request of the United States and Japan. The Independent reports that Russia has condemned both North Korea's latest missile tests, but added, regrettably, aggressive rhetoric is the only thing coming from Washington. In this Celestial Musings, the city of Atlanta is participating in a smart city project test program, which utilizes sensors and cameras in conjunction with self-driving vehicles to improve motor safety. Here is the mayor of Atlanta talking about this initiative.
This event marks another giant step forward for Atlanta's smart city future. It's all about our progress in being first to the future.
Progress? First to the future? What on earth is this man talking about? It's all about progress. Progress towards what? G.K. Chesterton had this to say about progress. We are fond of talking about progress. That is a dodge to avoid discussing what is good. We now have a generation of people who cannot drive a stick shift. Now we may have a generation of people who cannot drive an automatic. A generation of passive passengers catapulting first to the future. It is progressive, but is it good? Is it good that we are becoming a society too lazy to even drive our own cars? I will leave you with one last Chesterton quote. None of the modern machines, none of the modern paraphernalia, have any power except over the people who choose to use them. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for the Mike Church Show, King-Size Truth from Radio-Size Speakers. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.